The collapse of the housing bubble triggered the economic crisis we're still in, but lately the steady flow of bad news is ebbing, in some places anyway. Yesterday, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke said the housing market has shown some signs of bottoming, and on Monday, the New York Times reported some signs of recovery in Sacramento, one of the first cities to spiral into the housing slump. So realtors, developers, home buyers, home sellers, what's the view from where you are? How is the housing market now? Give us a call, 800-989-8255. Email is talk at npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. We head first to Florida. Butch Piker is real estate sales manager for the Florida Times Union and joins us today from member station WJCT in Jacksonville. Nice to have you on Talk of the Nation today.
Thanks, Neil. Glad to be here.
And how are home sales?
Well, it's like everything else. It started out slow, beginning of the year, and it's beginning to pick up. There are signs now that I think all the builders and the realtors, the resales and the new homes, it's starting to come back. You can start seeing a little bits of signs here that the traffic has been much better, I think.
And what would those signs be as you look around?
Well, you look around at people applying for mortgages. I think the economic stimulus, the first-time home buyers, has helped a lot. And I think just the feeling of the builders and a lot of the realtors here in Northeast Florida especially, a lot more positive about what's going to be happening and what's going to be happening in the future.
Did Northeast Florida have the same problems as the rest of Florida, particularly in the Miami area?
Not quite as much. We are fortunate enough here in Jacksonville to have a large contingent of the Navy, and that certainly helps. But yeah, we suffered, and I think we were a little bit farther behind the rest of the state, but it still affected us pretty hard.
What about foreclosures?
Same thing. It's a mess, and I think that could be one of the things that could keep things slowed down a little bit more. There's a lot of foreclosures out there on the market, along with the fact that appraisals are coming in significantly lower than what they have. And if you owe more than the appraisal, and it's really a tough time.
Mm-hmm. And as the people you talk to, are they saying, oh, great, it's all coming back? Or are people saying, look out, it could be a false dawn?
No, I don't think it's a false. I think it's just that a little bit of an uptick. I think that gives people some hope. We had the Northeast Florida Builders Association had their parade of homes a couple weeks ago. We had 82 entries, and last year we only had 66. And I think the what's happened with the builders especially is, let's show folks that we're still in business, we're still building quality homes, come out and see them.
And prices, how far did they fall?
Oh, it's incredible, depending on the area. I mean, some places went down as much as 40%.
Wow. Never thought you'd see that in your lifetime, did you?
Never. No, not at all. In fact, my mother passed away a little over a year ago, so and I just sold her house a little over a year later for significantly less than it was on the market, or could have been on the market for, back in 2007.
And now, do you wish you'd waited just a little while longer?
No, you know, you can't do that. I think what got us into the mess was people believing that real estate was some kind of short-term investment. It never has. Some people did well during this last boom, but that's certainly not the way history has recorded it in real estate.
Well, we hope that things continue to improve there in your part of Florida.
Thank you very much. I think it is. I think there's a lot of positive signs.
Butch Piker, real estate sales manager for the Florida Times Union, joining us today from member station WJCT in Jacksonville. And let's see if we can get a caller on the line. And let's go to Bill. Bill calling us from Fort Myers, another part of Florida.
Yes, sir. Howdy.
Go ahead, please.
Yes, I'm an investor in Fort Myers, and we're buying homes that were built 3 to 6 years ago, and they're all foreclosed, and we're buying them through the banks. They went about 3 years ago for about $250,000, and we're finding them between probably $40,000 and $60,000 right now.
So you think you found some real bargains, and you're hoping to make a profit?
That's correct. We're fixing them up, putting them back on the market, and actually reselling them in probably the mid-80s, low-90s, and they're actually reselling.
And so you're starting to see things pick up?
Yes, for the lower end, and for the end user that, you know, sat on the sidelines the last time around, or it's the first time they're buying a home, early 20s, they're the ones out there buying, and they're never going to see it cheaper than they're seeing it right now, that's for sure.
And do you think this is going to build some momentum and get onto higher priced housing?
I think it'll take what's on the market now, what's been left out there, I think it'll take that off the market and get to the point in a couple years where we can kind of see a rebuilding. But right now, we just got to get the glut off the market that's down here in Lee County, Florida, that we put on.
Bill, good luck.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Let's head west now. Anthony Sanders joins us. He's professor of finance and real estate at the W.P. Carey College of Business at Arizona State. He joins us on the phone from his office. It's nice to talk to you again.
Hey, it's good talking to you again, Neil.
And when we were in Arizona last fall, well, it was, boy, one of the epicenters of this problem. Any signs of recovery?
Well, again, very much like your caller came in from Florida, it's a similar situation. We're seeing some sales at the picking up at the low end, but this, everyone has to bear in mind that most of those are foreclosure sales and short sales. Once we get to the kind of the mid and top end, there's not a lot of action. In fact, it's pretty darn slow.
Pretty darn slow. By short sales, again, those are the people who's ended up owing more on their mortgage than their house was worth.
Yes, and for them, you know, if you're $200,000, $300,000 upside down your house, you know, for most people, unless you're George Clooney or Matt Damon, who are millionaires, most people find themselves, you know, making a decision, you know, it's a choice for my kids going to college or repaying the bank the $300,000, then upside down the house.
Right.
And we're seeing more and more people making the decision just to ask the bank, say, hey, look, will you settle for what I owe and let me move on and get on with my life? And again, that's a lot less expensive than a foreclosure. So we're seeing more and more banks agreeing to short sales just as a way to try to clear the market out.
So if those lower end sales, though, do clear out the glut that's on the market, could you then see a pickup in, well, construction, which would be what everybody's hoping for?
Oh, it's possible. But the problem is you're facing in places like Arizona, you know, California, Nevada, is that we have a huge glut. And there's this huge wave of Alt-A resets coming up. So that's all the kind of the liar loans have not even cleared yet. So we've got a lot of that to work through. So that's why it's, I'm not calling a bottom anytime soon. I think probably a couple of years before, like Phoenix and some of the Southwest actually sees a bottom.
Well, that's sad to hear, but it sounds also realistic.
It's realistic. And again, I think once the banks sort of take their heads out of the sand and start doing more short sales to avoid the foreclosure problem, I think then we will start to see a pickup in the market. The foreclosure is just a deadly way to try to cure problems.
And as you say, it also creates a glut on the market, which means the construction business just sits there idle and the equipment does not improve with age.
Exactly. And so the more we can do this and get people at least shifting into new homes, we might see some action in the market, which would be really good.
And would be a surprise at this point.
Yeah, it would be a pleasant surprise.
Tony Sand?
We're in the season where we should be seeing sales in a normal market because, you know, it is the time when people are going to be doing job transfers. On the other hand, we have a recession going on that we're trying to dig our way out of, and, you know, that's not helping.
When we were out there last time, you told us about some people who came typically from the West Coast and said, you know, houses here are so much cheaper than where we come from. We can buy two or three, maybe live in one and flip the others. Those kinds of ventures, I suspect, have all but evaporated.
Well, that's evaporated simply because, once again, the credit's not even there to be able to do that. A lot of those people came from California and did the 5% down IO loans, and those things have all but evaporated. And also, again, this the same negative equity problem that is blasting Arizona is blasting California, too. So you have a lot fewer investors out there moving in from California to try to capitalize on the cheap housing prices. The good news is, in Phoenix, housing is getting cheaper by the day.
It's still getting cheaper by the day.
Yes, so it's becoming more affordable.
Well,
the positive side of these things.
That's keep that sunny side up. Tony Sanders, thanks very much.
Sure, no problem. Good talking to you.
Tony Sanders, professor of finance and real estate at the W.P. Carey of College of Business at Arizona State University, joined us on the phone from his office. And let's see if we can go next to Neil. And Neil's with us from Grand Rapids in Michigan.
Yeah, I was just saying that. I've had a house on the market. It's waterfront. It's about 40 miles from the city. And in a year and a half, we've had four people look and absolutely no offers.
No offers whatsoever.
Nope, not at all.
Have you dropped the price?
We dropped the price $20,000 from our original asking price of $200,000 for a five-bedroom home, and we got one more looker, and that was it.
One more? That's difficult. Well, obviously, things are particularly bad in Michigan, and that extends to the housing market, too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, on the flip side, we were able to buy a foreclosure closer to work, and we're looking at renting out the larger house.
Well, summer's coming up, so you may get some people who want to spend some time by the water there.
Yeah, hopefully.
Good luck, Neil.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Here's an email from Betsy in Miami. I sure hope we've hit bottom, but I doubt it. There are empty storefronts and condos everywhere I look, even in South Beach and as far north as Broward and Palm Beach. My mother did everything right, bought her home 10 years ago, and somehow still ended up underwater in her mortgage. Obama's housing plan is keeping her in her home, thank goodness, but it is such a scary market. Well, what's happening where you are, if you're a real estate developer, a realtor, if you're selling or buying, give us a call, 800-989-8255. Email is talk@npr.org, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's get another caller on the line. This is Pete. Pete with us from Louisville.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, go ahead.
Our market is doing very well. We never went down as low. We're sort of, you know, isolated from the investment markets, and we're not. We have a lot of automotive here, but we actually, that Ford plant is converting over to some hybrids, and it seems to be holding its employment. So quarter to quarter, first quarter 08 to 09, the average property value were up by, I think, 3 to 4%.
Up 3 to 4%.
Yeah, and that's just those quarters. The sales, I guess, from one in the first quarter of 08 to sales, the average sale price the next year. So houses are selling, the prices are higher. Sales are down, but the average price was up. It's a strong middle market, 300,000 and down. The homes are doing very well. Just before Easter and the week before that, our firm sold quite a few houses.
And are these resales? Previously, yeah, lived in homes, or are these new construction?
Primarily resales. Previously lived in homes.
And is there much construction going on?
Not as much. It again, though, there are very few foreclosures. The builders here didn't, you know, we didn't have that, you know, that second home investment environment that's caused so many foreclosures. We had more, you know, homes that were primary residences, and so those builders are still doing okay. They may have slowed down some, but they're not hurt. The only foreclosures we're seeing is where an investor had 10 properties, and they tend to invest in lower income neighborhoods, and some of those guys overextended themselves,
sure.
And you'll have one investor being foreclosed on 10 of his properties. That's really the only kind of heavy foreclosure activity we're seeing.
Okay, Pete, thanks very much.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go next to Boston, and Duffy's on the line.
Hello.
Hi, Duffy.
Look, I live in downtown Boston with the traditional brownstones and brick. We haven't seen, we've seen a leveling off of prices, but still there's an awful lot of construction going on. But I notice now the brownstones are being broken up into two units or a single unit instead of four units.
Really? Assuming that a larger family or group is going to be moving in there?
Well, the interesting thing is that the sales are still ongoing. Above 500,000, it's below 500,000 that they're slow, and below 500,000 will get you one two-bedroom. But the question I really want to find out is that people are always saying, "I'm going to leave my home because now it's worth less than what I paid for it." But if somebody has a mortgage on their home and they're living in it, what? I don't understand what difference the market value is of the home if they're still living in it. I mean, so what if the value goes down? I just don't understand it.
Well, the mortgage can get to be more than the house is worth, and then you're running into some problems.
No, but it's the same mortgage that I agreed.
As long as you can pay it, you're good. Yeah.
Yes. So I mean, when you first buy the home and you still got a job. and you're still living in it, does it make any difference if the value of the house goes down?
Well, it's going to ruin your ability to borrow other money, your credit rating, and other things. But it shouldn't have any problem with you living in your home if you can continue to afford paying the mortgage.
Well, we're very I hate to use the word fortunate, but we are a little bit more fortunate than the rest of the country here in Boston. And I think what's leveled off really is the huge amount of greed and everybody jumping on the wagon the past 5 years. I mean, the prices are just, they're ridiculous.
Now, there's a headline, no more greed in Boston.
I hope not.
Okay. Duffy, thanks very much for the call. Appreciate it. Here's an email. This is from Sarah in Indiana, New Albany, Indiana. Our market was never part of the big bubble and so never really burst. We have, however, slowed down immensely over the past 18 months, and our prices have flattened out, in some cases dropped a few percentage points. Foreclosures have been bad, but again, not entire developments. The foreclosures seem to be slowing up. Every time there's a bit of good economic news, the phones start tickling again. First-time homebuyers seem to be the first bat to get back into the game. I believe it is confidence. We need to continue building the confidence, the stimulus plan, and the market will recover accordingly. Again, that from New Albany, Indiana. Again, thanks to all of you who called and wrote. We could not have time to get to you all, and I apologize for that. Tomorrow, join us for our summer movie preview, Religion, Romulans, and Romance at the box office and down at the Octoplex. So join us for that. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.